Is in the beginning I mentioned about Saint Bede the Venerable. I want to share with you about his life and also the monastery life. The Saint Bede, he is a priest and a doctor of the church, and also he's a monk. He was born in the north of England, near the monastery of Wearmouth. He joined that monastery and spent all his life there at Jarrow, teaching and writing. Yeah, he was a model monk who lived his whole life in an English monastery. Although he occasionally traveled to neighboring communities to teach young scholars, Venerable Bede's cell and monastery was nothing like those impressive stone structures with soaring arches and large country yards, which still stand as icons of medieval Europe. Bede lived long, long before that golden of age monasticism. He died less than 200 years after Saint Benedict, the founder of monasticism. The monasteries of Bede's era were more like farms where the monks lived in a dormitory above a large chapter room, or perhaps even in crude huts huddled round a squat stone church. This first simple effort to plant religious life into English soil matured over centuries into a network of enormous English monasteries. And these monasteries, in their fullest flower, grew into the universities, towns, schools, hospitals, lodges, cathedrals, and trade centers of England itself. It's a rich garden of Catholicism, known in medieval times as Mary's Dowry. Venerable Bede and his monastic brothers planted. Later generation harvested. And King Henry VIII then confiscated the garden and handed it over to his friends, who uprooted its most beautiful plants. Ironically and sadly, the tombs of many English saints, including Venerable Bede, lie today in Protestant churches. So he was an outstanding ecclesiastical author of his time. He wrote commentaries on scripture, an ecclesiastical history of the English people, which is an unique and irreplaceable resource for much of early English history, and the first martyrology, collection of saints' lives, to be compiled on historical principle. He was also the first known writer of English prose, though this has not survived. He died at Yarrow on 25th May 735. Yes, he taught and worked until the last moment of his life. So he is venerated as the light of the church in the dark ages, and as a forerunner of the 8th and 9th century Renaissance of the Western Church. In 1899, Pope Leo XIII honored that reputation by naming him a doctor of the church, and only native of England to be so honored. So today we remember his memorial of day, And so I remember that his name is in our college, at Oscott College, the Horridors, named after him, St. Bede's Horridor. So this is, he's from north part of England, but all over England, all over the world, and they remember him today, especially for this, today's he died in 739. So reflect, what do you feel about your life, your monastery life? As we all been living in this last 7 or 8 weeks, kind of monastery life, so do we think about our vocation? Or do we hear about God's calling, what He asks us to do? Just still you have time to think about. So if you, one more week, we come out for the public and just kind of think about the monastery life and reflecting on the God's word, what He asks us to do in the future, so that we can help God to participating in His mission, like Saint Venerable Bede.